The Museum of Contemporary Art has an artist named Alex Israel. He has a show called As It Lays, and it's actually a video installation, but he's coming to town to kind of introduce the show. He's doing an artist talk at 7 o'clock tonight. And what he did is he interviewed a cross-section of sort of Hollywood types, celebrities like Oliver Stone, Marilyn Manson, Rosanna Arquette, but then also chambermaids and bank tellers, just all the people that feed life in Hollywood. So he's also making a comment about the nature of celebrity, obviously, and about talk shows, because he kind of created this fake talk show that they're going to show about 5 hours worth of clips at all times over the next month or two at the Museum of Contemporary Art. But tonight you get a chance to actually hear from the artist, and then they throw a party. It's their first Friday party where they have a cash bar, they have a DJ, some food. You can check out some of the other things they have going at the museum. So a really great opportunity for a Friday night.
And the other is bringing a real celebrity, at least a political celebrity.
Yeah, right. Actually, a couple of celebrities. Plan B Theater Company is doing a fundraiser. It's a what they call their script in hand series, where they perform the play, but the actors are literally reading from the scripts. The play is called Eight, and it's based around the controversy around Proposition 8 in California that outlawed gay marriage. Dustin Lance Black, who was the leader of the Pride Parade here this year, he's the Oscar-winning screenwriter of the movie Milk. He wrote the play. He's coming to town. And you also have Barney Frank, the representative from Massachusetts, who just married his partner in July. And he's the first federally elected same-sex marriage person that we have in Congress. So he'll be part of the discussion with the playwright after the performances. They're doing one on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, another one on Sunday at 2 p.m. Those are just $25 for the fundraiser. A really great opportunity to see a new piece of art and to hear a really interesting discussion.
If your taste doesn't go to politics in art, what else is going on?
Maybe it goes towards food. This is the weekend of what used to be called Taste of the Nation. Now it's called Taste of the Wasatch. It's still a benefit to fight hunger in Utah. That's up at Solitude on Sunday at noon. Well worth checking out. Go to tasteofthewasatch.org and look it up. And then Lucas Nelson, Willie's kid, one of my favorites. We've talked about him before. Playing for free up at the Canyons on Saturday at 6 o'clock.